Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We're talking about the president and Vladimir Putin having their summit right now, or meeting, whatever you want to call it. I'm not quite even sure what it is. Major Mike Lyons joins us right now to talk about, I guess, Russian-American relations. The president saying that would it be such a bad thing to get along with him? And some people saying, well, there's no way Russia will ever be our friend. That's not what Putin is in this for. And the president better watch his stuff. Good morning, Major. How are you?
Hey, good morning, Tom. Thanks for having me back.
Thanks, sir, for taking the time. Tell me about the military aspect of all of this. President, commander-in-chief, Russia, longtime adversary. President says he's Putin is more of a competitor than an enemy. What's going on here?
Well, I mean, he is. I mean, when you think about the perspective of our enemies, what we try to do to our enemies is destroy them and make them surrender. I'm listening to pundits this morning say things like, you know, Russia declared war on the United States and over the hacking of the DNC server. And I'm like, you know, oh, really? You know, declaring war used to be a big deal in this country, and it was through Congress, and people actually responded and did something. I think from the military perspective here is that we've got to learn to live with Russia. I think the president's right. His instinct is correct in that regard, because they are a competitor on the market. But what's important is the fact that Russia is really the only country in the world that poses an existential threat to the United States. Its nuclear arsenal alone could destroy the United States, really the only one that's out there to do it. So we have to deal with them from that perspective. I think one of the deliverables might be this extension of the START Treaty that was signed in 2010, expires in 2021, that would restrict the development of nuclear weapons and adding more to the arsenal. I think that's something Trump would want to get done.
So in terms of the president saying, you know what, I don't think there's going to be a Perry Mason moment here where he says, yeah, you know what, you're right, you got me, we did it. And then somebody else asking him about extraditing the 12 foreign agents. There's no way in hell that's going to happen, is there?
No, not going to happen. And you have to, you know, really wonder what the Justice Department was thinking by doing this before the summit. I think they were trying to help the president. I'm not sure. I think you could call it trolling on some level, because they basically indicted individuals that they know full well will never stand trial, will never get a hold of who they were. And, you know, and in some ways it's putting the president in a weaker position. Every time, you know, the past few summits the president he's at with, you know, Xi Jinping in China or Kim Jong-un in North Korea, now Vladimir Putin, he's dealing with a leader of his country that doesn't have to worry about what's going on back in his hometown. He's not been democratically elected or anything like that. I mean, I'm listening to, again, comments about that as well. You know, Putin's a thug and all these other things. He is, but the bottom line is our president always deals from a position of weakness from the very beginning because of what he has to deal with. He has to get reelected and go back to face what the people here think.
There was that open mic moment with President Obama, then President Obama, telling Medvedev, I can't pronounce that man's name, Major,
yeah,
Medvedev. About tell Vlad to give me a little bit of room on this one. What was that about? Do you remember?
Yeah, it was back in 2012, right before the election. It said he needed some space on negotiations for, I think a lot of it had to do with the START Treaty or things that we're doing. And, he, you know, again, that got a big pass. The whole Obama administration got a big pass on how it dealt with Russia from the reset and its perspective. And the president is right. And we didn't do anything about Crimea. And what you could argue, though, that Obama made the right decision. It's like, was it worth starting the Third World War over Russia annexing Crimea? I'm not sure that I would say no, actually. And I think the Obama administration felt the same way. And now the same people that were not critical back then are now flipping it on to Trump, saying he's got to be more forceful. I'm just not sure what more he can do.
Well, and the president said this happened under President Obama's watch, which it did. Is there something, A, were they aware of it, and B, is there something more aggressive they could have done?
Well, Well, they kick him out of the G8. They, from a military perspective, we actually, this administration ended up giving defensive weapons to Ukraine. The previous administration did not. There's, again, when, nothing more you could do other than go to the United Nations, try to do some kind of something there. But Russia, as a member of the Security Council, would just veto anything that happened in the United Nations. So again, you have to either put up or shut up and decide to put troops on the ground and go kick them out of there, and no one was willing to do that.
And that was my question. If you say give Crimea back to Ukraine and he says nope, what do you do then?
Yeah, exactly. You want to, okay, so you want to start fighting, let's go, hit them the missiles.
Exactly.
And,
it's not going to work so well.
Yeah, and that to me is a real declaration of war, not, you know, the fact that the DNC servers got hacked by a bunch of people who were smart enough to go after individuals that didn't, you know, they were fished in and didn't recognize when they changed their passwords. So, again, we're throwing out these things, and we haven't really thought through what we've really defined them as. And to me, one of them is this act of war concept, and how are we going to keep this? We can stop Russia from doing anything. We just have to be willing to put 100,000 troops on the ground to do it.
Is it, have the cloak and dagger days given way to keyboards and mouses?
Oh, for sure. And then that is the fifth dimension of domains that exist, right? Land, sea, air, space, now cyber. And cyber has oversight to all of those other four domains, which the United States dominates and has superiority in the four, but doesn't do that in fifth. In that cyber domain, we've got peers. We've got peers like the Iranians. We have peers like the North Koreans. And it's unbounded by geography. The North Korean cyber forces don't even live inside of North Korea. They're outside of North Korea because there's no bound by geography there. So we've got to wake up and recognize that for us to gain any kind of dominance in that space, we're going to have to get a lot better at it. We're going to have to put a lot more resources towards it and not focus just on the physical aspects. You know, there's things that make the United States great, and that exists between our two oceans and the two coasts and everything, the physical land assets. But this cyber threat, I think, to me is the worst and really could start the Third World War.
Thank you, Major. I hope you're wrong about the Third World
me
War.
Too.
Have a good day, okay?
Take care, you too.
You bet. Major Mike Lyon, CBS military analyst.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.